This podcast is brought to you by Florence Filters, leading company in air filters that care about your air and have been since 1971.
Good morning, everyone. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast today is to make our consumer more knowledgeable. Today, I'm really excited to host Dr. Claudia Aguirre with a PhD in neuroscience. Dr. Claudia has traveled the world lecturing on her studies on issues from neuroscience to skincare, general health, and wellness. Throughout all her work, she has strived to increase the health of our body and mind and extend our longevity. She has her own blog and has given many TED Talks, which is actually how we found her. Today, we will be exploring some of her work and focus on the future. Welcome, Claudia.
Happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
So one of the most interesting things I think that I read about you was that you were pretty much self-taught as a researcher and doing your PhD. Can you talk about how you were motivated to be self-taught and how you learned the background of being a neuroscientist?
Yeah, well, the self-taught part came after the PhD. So getting a doctorate in hard science really teaches you how to do really nice investigation. You know, when you leave a PhD program, often you don't do the same research that you were doing in grad school. So you take the skills that you learned, and those skills that you can take are researching skills. So what I did is, after I got my PhD in neuroscience, I started working in the skincare world, and that's where I'm self-taught. I just went directly to the literature and looked at all of the latest scientific papers, the review articles, the best researchers out there, and read all of their studies to make decisions about how to best teach about the latest findings in the skin and how to use them in a practical setting.
How do you connect neuroscience to like an air purifier, right? Like how do you connect the two?
Yeah, I think it's already connected. So I'm really just connecting dots that are already there. Luckily, with my work with Dyson in particular, they make this beautiful air purifier. I had already done research at USC on the effects of air pollution on the brain, and we looked at how pollution can lead to things like dementia and early onset Alzheimer's disease. So this was a new area, and I was doing a side project on that, and that's how Dyson learned of my work, and we just went from there. And what I do is I help companies like the big companies like Unilever, Dyson, or companies that have a lot of different products that are science-driven, but direct to consumer, and I help them communicate that science, the theory behind why this is an important issue. So not necessarily the product side, but why this issue is worth talking about.
How have you adopted, you're now like an informer of the masses. So like, what does that mean to you? Like, what is being in front, out in public on relatively an issue that not everybody understands? Like, what does that mean? You're a influencer in a sense in this space.
For me, it means responsibility. For me, it means maintaining scientific integrity and making sure that every piece of communication that I deliver isn't just cherry picked and, not substantiated by a decade of research. So when I write, even though I write, shorter posts here and there, everything that's there is based on research. That's not just one article that came out. It's based on decades of research. So my go-to are review articles that or meta-analyses. And this way I know that I'm covering a larger ground and I'm not saying anything that's a little too, on edge or something. And I'm a little moderate, I guess you could say, when it comes to claiming things. And I help companies with their claims as well, whether it's in the skin world or the brain world. I worked with a company called Headspace, and I was helping them sort of realign the claims that they were making so that it wasn't too out of the scientific integrity box.
So, Claudia, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you want to share, or, you know, if people are interested in neuroscience and how they can learn more, like how do they follow up with you?
Well, if anyone's interested in kind of just reading my musings about the mind, the body, why we are here, and how we're all connected, these sort of larger topics, I'm online. Everyone can find me on social media. It's just at Dr. Claudia, DrClaudia. And that's also my website, drclaudia.com. And my blog link is on there. And I try to provide, you know, information that people want to hear. So please let me know what you want to hear, whether it's more about, you know, how your skin works or more about how your mind works. I'm happy to do anything.
Well, thank you. Really appreciate it. It was really fun. Dr. Geary gave us a lot of new things to think about today. This has been a Stella Oak Mavens podcast. We embrace you, the listener, to take control of your life.